This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is our weekly talk radio review, a roundup of how some of the experts in the field of news talk radio come around to looking at the things that are on the charts from Talkers Magazine this week. Top 10 stories, top 10 people on the list that's published for your listening and dancing pleasure at gooddayshow.com or at talkers.com. Here on the panel is Jennifer Horn, who is late. Not late to the program, but later.
I was going
to
say.
The Good Day program. And on the KRLA in Los Angeles, I happen to be the number one most popular personality on the radio in Los Angeles. Your father and I would remember, I was talking about talk radio in general. This is something I might talk to Michael Harrison about, because we were listening to some callers and how things go together. And you have callers on your program as well. Most talk radio programs are selective these days about callers. But I'm remembering back to the early days of talk radio when we didn't have the technology to do what we do today. So, in fact, the talk radio hosts, the early ones, back in the 60s, before there was good technology, used to hold the phone up to the microphone. So if somebody called with a point of view or, a counterpoint, whatever it may be, then something to add to the discussion, the host would have, and there are pictures around in some of the history books, the history of radio books, that the person who is the host would pick up the phone. You'd hear that in the studio. And they would engage the person. There was no delay. You didn't know who this person was or even what they were calling about, because we didn't have people that would be, we call them producers or phone screeners today. So you just picked up the phone. You could see the phone ringing, and the host picked up the phone and started talking to whoever was calling. And the only way you could hear, sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't, sometimes it was like 30 seconds of dead air, because the host is listening to the caller and not saying anything.
And then pray that person doesn't swear.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But the people, frankly, there was much more civility. In the era that we're in, the social media era that we're in, there's no civility at all. Whether it be people that are calling the radio, that's why we have a 10-second delay, or they're, the folks, some of the garbage that you see on social media from people who are just tasteless and thoughtless and whatever else. So, at any rate, I had that in my mind as I was thinking about some of the callers that came in. And I wonder, you take calls probably every day, right, here and there, Jen?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so what happens if somebody does something that is not good, and I guess we have to define that, but something that's not socially acceptable, what do? You just dump them, right?
Like dump everybody. Yeah. Look, I'm all about free speech, so you know that about me. Like,
yeah.
I don't care if you agree with me. I just want to give that. I want people to have a platform to say things. I think that's very rare right now. So we do a lot of different things that are caller driven. We on Fridays actually start our weekend with what we call the Friday free for all, which is probably dangerous because it's a chance where we do like radio Twitter, essentially, so you can say anything you want as long as it's clean. The only rule is it has to be clean because we're family friendly.
Yeah.
And it has to be quick. So just one thought only.
Right.
And so, it's fun. And sometimes people say stupid stuff and we just hang up on them quickly.
Yeah.
All right.
Get lost. In the old days of Joe Pine, when somebody would call up and do something like that, get lost, you jerk.
Yeah.
Anything.
That and my co-host is happy to do stuff like that, so it's easy.
Perfect. All right, let's get to the charts that we will discuss here, some more than others, because some of this stuff, frankly, I believe is redundant. and there's not a lot. The sort of thing that we do on the Good Day program, as Jay and Jennifer both know, and those of you who listen to us doing this every week, most of you are listening to the Good Day program as well, so you know that this is not my stock in trade, but yet it is, because I think this is a great service. I've always been a fan and a follower and connected to Talkers since it started back 33 years ago. This program is 35 years old, so we've all been around for a while, and we've seen the lists, the discussion topics mature. Maybe mature isn't the right word. Change, maybe. I'm not sure there's a whole lot of maturity into some of this stuff. And the story list this week starts out at number 10 with all of the talk about the Barbie movie, which our own Chuck Curry, who's in charge of Movie Moments on the Good Day program, will tell you it has legs. It's gone on, well, it's been a month, hasn't it, since it came out?
Tons of money, yeah.
Money, yeah. And people
I think it's funny, it's just making the list now. It's been such a hot topic. Some people absolutely hate it and are appalled by it, and some people absolutely love it and love everything about it.
Very so have the right. two of you seen it?
I want Not to. Yet. I'm going in with an open mind. I don't care what people say. I'm going to just go in and see if I enjoy it. I'm excited to see it, actually.
Jay?
I haven't seen it. I want to see it. I might have to wait until it's available at home, though.
Yeah, you don't like going to the movies.
No, well, I love going to the movies. I don't have time to go to the movies.
Time. And that
when
that
I watch a movie, it takes me like a week to watch it. I have to watch it in 20 to 25-minute intervals. I'm not even joking. That's my reality.
Yeah, right. All right, number 9, the Hawaii fire situation. If it were me and I had done this list, I'd have this at probably number 3 or number 2.
Absolutely.
Because this is, you look at the
so
situation over there, my God.
It's devastating. Lahaina is gone.
Yep, burned to the ground. It is, right to the ground. I'm looking at pictures of cars that were burned to a crisp. They were along the roadway, that main roadway. Have you ever been to Lahaina?
A lot of people couldn't get out, and so those people jumped into the ocean. That's who those cars belong to try to get away from the flames.
That's how fast it moved.
Yeah.
The winds coming from that from the hurricane made it even worse. So the whole area here is a complete wasteland.
I do a lot of work with that area of Hawaii. I do a lot of work with Kaanapali, which is in Lahaina, actually. And so I checked in with my contacts there. And thankfully, one had been off the island, my very good friend, Shelley, who I think you've met before, Doug. She was off the island going to Vancouver to promote Maui tourism. So she happened to be gone, and she lives a little bit further up north. But the lady who works in her office, who's very nice, her mother and her sister both lost their homes. And you just listen to how quickly it came out. I mean, some people had to make the choice to leave their pets behind. That's what I think is one of those sad things that no one's talking about. Because, of course, we're talking about the human loss and the loss to your homes and to your businesses and all that. And that's really hugely tragic. But then you think about the people who didn't even have time to grab their dogs or their cats or whatever it is. It's just,
Well, the thing that is more devastating, it seems to me, is the fact they didn't have, they've had a fairly well-oiled machine when it came to the early warning system, but it didn't work here at all.
Well, and that's what's a little suspect, and it's really interesting because if you look online, there's a lot of people who go, it's odd that 3 different fires broke out at the exact same time on Maui. Uh-huh. Was that something intentional? Was it some kind of attack? Maybe not. Maybe just totally coincidental. So I'm not trying to, like, jump into the conspiracy camp, but if you think about where the fires happened, we're spending a lot of time thinking about Lahaina, which is a huge residential hub. It's a huge tourist area for Maui, but also the fire that was in Kula, upcountry, that is their agriculture area. That's I actually, every trip that I go to Hawaii, we spend a day doing a day trip up there because it's so cool. They have they have Surf and Goat Dairy. They have Ocean Vodka. They have the Lavender Farm. They have the Kula Farm Stand. They have all kinds of really fun stuff you can visit, but that's the hub of where they grow their food on the island. And I don't know how much of that was destroyed, but that's where, and you know, Hawaii prides itself, it has to be, on being sustainable because they can't rely on imports for fresh vegetables and fruits and stuff like that.
Nope. So, now, there's a ton of stories about people who didn't know about the fire until they smelled the smoke.
Yeah, because they didn't think that the winds were going to be that big because the hurricane was so far south.
Yeah, yeah. Power gone almost immediately. No cell phone service almost immediately. So there was no information. Some people had, and this is back to the AM radio thing, people who had the old-style battery-operated radios could hear the warnings on the radio stations.
By the way, let that be a lesson to all of us as we're thinking about how to prep for a natural disaster like that.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the latest from Hawaii, and this area take a long time to rebuild. And, yeah, what does it do to tourism?
And also think about how hard it is to get materials over there to rebuild. They have to bring all of that stuff in.
Bring it all on a ship.
Not good for Maui. Yeah. Not good at all.
Very expensive. All right, number 8 on the countdown list, the story list from Talkers Magazine, the continuing war between the Russians and the Ukrainians. I've almost come to the point where this is going to go on forever. It just seems like it's going to go on forever. There isn't any...
I think they like that because everybody seems to be making money off
of it. Oh, yeah. Lots of dough. Tons of it. The military industrialists love this stuff. Just keep pouring dough into it, spend money, buy weapons, shoot people. It's like a continuum. Spend money, buy weapons, shoot people. That's it. I mean, it's like a cycle. Round and round it goes. Right? Buy weapons, spend money, buy weapons.
It's the most lucrative business on planet Earth.
Yep, it sure is. Speaking of investment, the Chinese at number 7 in their economy, this is something that you're not seeing much about for whatever the reason in the mainstream news media. The Chinese economy is apparently in a lot bigger trouble. Nobody's really been covering this. What it really amounts to is Americans and the rest of the world are getting smart and they're tired of buying things that are made in China. So the movement there has put a lot of Chinese people out of work. It has cost the government a lot. And remember, they don't have deep roots. They got a lot of money, but they aren't. Their economy isn't like Europe's and ours because we have a very deep-rooted economy. And that's why, by the way, you see whether you get the straight scoop or not, listen to Bloomberg Radio or some of the other things that focus on business and markets and stuff. The markets this past week closed higher than they have been for the last 4 or 5 weeks. The consumer price index is right around 3%, a little more, almost 3.1% over last year. But those are all great signs. You haven't heard a lot of talk about that either, because it's good news. 18 after here on the Talk Radio Review.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Car Pro News. Here's Laura Reynolds.
AAA studied how a large payload in your electric Ford Lightning bed affects your range. Wait until you hear these numbers that AAA's Austin Shivers throws out. Get ready to find a charging station.
I was slightly surprised by the total impact. It was 24.5% reduction, which is significant. But even besides that, of course, the EPA cycles, there's a city and a highway, just like on your window sticker when you buy a car, it has your city and highway fuel economy. On the highway, it's all even further reductions because EVs get less economy on the highway. So we started at 278 is what we found combined range unloaded. With the load, that came down to 210 miles. And in the case of highway driving with the load, it went all the way down to 180 miles.
Check out my articles on CarPro.com. I can help you decide if a hybrid or EV is a good choice for you. With today's auto news, I'm Laura Reynolds.
Car buying sucks, but not with CarPro.com. Let's listen in.
Okay, Rick, you ready?
Yeah, hey, how about we use the theme song from Friends? You know, I'll be...
Okay, I do.
How about Lean on Me? That's what Friends are for?
Fine, I'll just read this.
Go to CarPro.com to meet your CarPro friend today. They'll prove to you that car buying doesn't have to suck.
Wait, can we say that?
Absolutely.
CarPro.com. You now have a friend in the car buying business, and it doesn't suck, and it's free.
CarPro.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the overview of what's going on in the world of talk media. This is the news talk reality show called the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, and social media is always a part of our discussions. What's trending on Facebook and Instagram? I've decided, Jay, to ignore Thread and X. As far as I'm concerned, the only legitimate social media is Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show.
So you're a Meta fan.
Yeah. Well, I'm not a fan of Meta, but it's a...
If you had to pick one, you go Meta.
Now, in the wrestling match, are you going to go for Elon Musk or for Mark Zuckerberg?
I'm going to put a third person into the fight.
No.
We'll find this. Maybe what we'll do is put Kamala Harris in there.
You want to really make it juicy. All right.
Exactly. In social media this week, police are warning parents on social media scams because of back-to-school issues in a lot of different parts of our country. Potential risk before posting back-to-school photos. Here we are again with worrying about this whole business of the...
Well, people put too much information up there, or they don't realize that their address is in the background of the photo.
And they're like,
what their
what's
child's
your favorite,
school is.
Yeah, what's your favorite color? What's your favorite movie? Social security number? I mean, it's crazy the amount of information they put up there.
People are so stupid.
Like, it's my first day.
Everybody does.
Exactly, and at this school or that school, and it's just one of those
and
things.
And our safety word for stranger danger is orange.
Right. Be careful.
And we say this a lot, not only with back-to-school photos, but do you ever notice this with people who just bought a house, and they do the whole, like, here's the key, here's the for sale sign, and they don't realize you can see the house number?
Oh, yeah.
And a quick Google search, and if you can figure out what city or town they're in, you can easily put in the house number to figure out what street it is, because not all streets have the same house numbers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the other dumb thing, can't you just click on, like, right-click or something, and you see the source of photos?
Yes.
Unless that's disabled on someone's phone?
Yeah, unless you actually go into the...
I'm learning a lot here myself.
But that's not... Yeah, that's not something that's just automatic.
Yeah.
I think I'll start a scam. Okay, now, in addition to that sort of thing that's trending on social media, it's the history of National Son and Daughter Day. today. This is something you may be familiar with. Well, it's kind of like take your daughter and your sons to work day, right? Father-daughter day.
Mine started at age 12 and still hasn't ended.
yeah, right. Well, part of it started with the Ms. Foundation, Gloria Steinem, having women go to work, and Smokey Robinson got involved in it one way or another. It goes back to the 1930s, actually, and there were many times when parents would bring their children to work. The boy, looking at this St. Joseph, Missouri story about the young boy who started this, the boy's complaining his mom and dad had a day, so why shouldn't he? That would be mother, you know, take your wife to work day, take your husband to work day.
Or just Mother's Day in May and Father's Day in June.
Yeah, or Grandparents' Day, right? Yeah, that sort of thing. So anyway, it's National Son and Daughter Day. For those of you who are interested in taking care of your sons and your daughters, which should be everybody. One of the questions that we asked this week, the main news stories that you've been following, want to give us a quick update on what some of the listeners are saying, what they've been following this week, Jay?
Yes, Daniel is saying President Trump's legal issues, particularly the antics of Special Prosecutor Jack Smith. He is using a Washington, D.C. grand jury to bring charges in Florida. Laura Francis has been watching the assassinations happening around the world, especially the candidate in Ecuador.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then there's the inflation situation, which is, not as bad as the government would have you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The waves were mighty and fierce as could be when my lady and I got lost at sea. We tossed and turned and we nearly drowned when my brave little boat went down.
Whoa, 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 no, none of that's true. You haven't had a date in a year or two. The sea was calm and the sky was clear and you crashed right into the pier.
Yeah, fine.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Justice Department is proposing a January start date for the trial of presidential candidate Donald Trump's alleged election interference case. In a court brief filed by Special Counsel Jack Smith, he's proposing a trial begins on January 2nd. That day could interfere with the 2024 presidential election. Trump is the Republican frontrunner. The wildfires in Hawaii continue taking a toll on the island of Maui. Governor Josh Green is reporting that the fires are likely to be the largest natural disaster in the history of the state, with over 50 people confirmed dead so far. Green noted it will take many years to rebuild the West Maui town of Lahaina, which will likely cost billions of dollars. The exact number of those killed and missing will not be known for days. President Biden has approved the state's disaster declaration, opening federal funding towards state and local recovery efforts. Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
No conversation is complete without your input.
Hello?
Give us a call. Chime in on the conversation. 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for listening. This is the Good Day Program's overview, called the Talk Radio Review. In fact, Jennifer Horn is here, an alum of the Good Day Program. Jay is an alum, I suppose. Maybe it's not the Good Day Program, but the graduate school of talk radio that I conduct.
Yeah, right? We got our master's.
Got our master's degree in that.
Stephanisms.
Yes, the Stephanettes are here. I want to talk a little bit. So I think that the 2024 presidential race is worth a bit of our time here at this moment. Number three on the hit parade, only because I was looking at a list of people who are Republicans running. And there are names on that list I never heard of before. So just for the heck of it, yep, you know that Trump is on the list and Nikki Haley is on the list. And then where do you go from there? Tim Scott, people know. I thought it was interesting this week, Jennifer, that Trump singled out both Tim Scott and Vivek Ramaswamy.
It's Vivek like cake. That's how
Vivek.
I remember. Yeah, just remember
okay.
Cake.
Yeah. So I'm actually impressed with him. He's only 37. He seems much more mature than that, much more successful. in terms of his business background, by far the youngest person who's running here. There's, let's see, a couple of people in their 40s. DeSantis is 44, and Suarez. I don't know anything about Suarez anyway. He's the mayor of Miami, and that's all I know.
That's a problem. Right. Yeah, yeah, Francis Suarez, you know, one of the things that was kind of funny with him is that he's the mayor of Miami, just for context.
Right.
And he's running as a Republican, but he's kind of, I would say, kind of like a Jeb Bush-style Republican, if we're talking about Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And he was on with
married to an American, because Jeb's married to an Hispanic.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. I don't know who he's married to, actually. I didn't know much about him. I mean, he's good looking. He's young. He seems to have
Cuban American
behind him. Cuban American. Mm-hmm. So I welcome everybody's voice. I don't think that anybody should be shut out. But he was on Hugh Hewitt's show, and Hugh Hewitt was talking to him about China, and he said, "What do you think about the Uyghur Muslims?" And Francis Suarez was like, "The what's?
Uh-huh.
The who's? What are you talking about?" And he kind of laughed about it. And he said, "The Weebles? You the Weebles?" And it just was not a great
uncomfortable
look.
Yeah.
So, because if you're running for president, you kind of need to know if there's a group of people that China's committing genocide on, which is what is happening to the Uyghur Muslims in China.
So, you're not going to like this comment particularly. You know I'm not a Hugh Hewitt fan. And I wonder if that's not, was kind of a setup, because your folks at Salem pretty much are all on the Trump bandwagon. So, anything
Hugh Hewitt
you
is
do,
not, if you know
not.
Anything about you.
Really?
He is not on the Trump bandwagon, no.
So, the last guy who wasn't on the Trump bandwagon is not there anymore.
No, that's not true. You know,
right.
Hugh is actually, has never really, he tries to stay very much out of playing favorites.
Really?
And that's because he does a lot of stuff on cable news, and he hosts debates, and you can't go in playing favorites. So he will talk to a lot of people, but no, he definitely doesn't have a home team. I couldn't tell you who I think he's leaning towards right
really?
Now.
All right, so a couple of others while we're in our 40s. Will Hurd, who is a former Texas congressman and a CIA agent, is 45 years old. What do we know? I've never heard this guy until I'm looking at this list. I've never heard of him before.
He's a Texas congressman. He's very much anti-Trump. He's kind of, I would think he would paint himself to be pretty moderate for the party. And where the party
I need
is
more
right
of
now.
Those. Yeah. All right, another, the governor of North Dakota is a guy named Doug Burgum.
Yeah.
Let's see, he's 66. Don't know anything about him.
You know how he
either.
Qualified for the debate?
How?
If you donated a dollar to him, he'd send you a $20 gift card. He's got lots of money, but you needed 40,000 individual donors, and so that's
a gift card for what?
People. I think it was like a Visa gift card.
Really? So he started his business expertise is in software, like a lot of other people. He doesn't like Trump either.
I think he wants to be the Secretary of Energy. That's what he's running for. I don't think he's very anti-Trump, actually.
He didn't say much. Christie is certainly anti-Trump.
Definitely.
60 years old. The criticism of Trump is okay, but it only goes so far, I think. You need to be running on your own laurels and not talk. We all know what we think about Trump, and we all know, even though Christie was pretty close to Trump the last time around, he and Pence are spending...
Well, that's what I don't like. I don't like the sellout type. The type that kind of like feather their nest on being pro-Trump and then decide they're going to feather their nest
by
being loud about him. And here's the thing with Chris Christie. And he's polling pretty well. I mean,
frankly.
I like to watch Chris Christie debate. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily like Chris Christie. I think he kind of has helped lose the Republicans some pretty key elections because of things that he's done.
So if we look at, go ahead, Jensen.
No, but I think what's stupid about him at this moment is that he's just hurling the personal stuff at Trump. If you are going to try to sell yourself as a serious presidential candidate, you have to tell people what you are going to do.
Yep. Agreed. So that's where Ramaswamy comes in. So the anti-Trumpers, the ones who are making the most noise, DeSantis, you figure where he's coming from, and But Mike Pence is also kind of right on the cusp. His biggest strength is his appeal with a real basic, hardcore, right-wing Christian evangelicals, it seems to me. That if somebody asked me to describe Mike Pence, am I accurate in describing him that way?
I think he was brought into, you know, Trump and Pence helped each other quite a bit because Trump provided some backbone and fight for Mike Pence, and Mike Pence provided structure and seriousness for Christian voters for Trump.
Yeah.
But without Trump, I don't know how Mike Pence is ever going to catch fire. He doesn't seem to have the fight. Yeah. There's
nothing.
The backbone.
So what about Nikki Haley, though? She... I don't know. I don't hear she's there and she's
prominent. Yeah, she's lost.
Yeah,
in
not
the
saying.
Mix.
Yeah, right. She is. So again, sort of from my perspective, Jay, you can weigh in if you want on the two people that I like the most. And I don't know that much about Tim Scott. Seems to be pretty moderate, and I like that. Asa Hutchinson. Yeah, exactly. So Ramaswamy, and if I were going to vote Republican. This is anathema to people like Jen who love Trump. I would, in the primary, I'll take a Republican ballot, and I'll vote for Ramaswamy or Christie. I think I'm more leaning toward Ramaswamy. And I didn't know anything about this guy 2 or 3 weeks ago, which you could easily hear when I didn't know how to pronounce his name, and Jennifer was telling me, no, it's this way. It's Ramaswamy.
Yeah, his star is definitely rising.
I had to vote for someone, because I will vote for Trump 100%, and try to keep me from it. But if for some reason he's not in the equation, it would be for me at Larry Elder, because he's my friend.
Well, but he's not in the mix. I was going to bring him up here, but he's not in
I mean, he's trying. And
news
so he's
media. Yeah, I would too, because he and I are friends. Yeah, we're all friends.
So it would be Larry, it would be Vivek, or it would be Tim Scott. Those would be the three that I would consider in the field right now.
Interesting. How about you at this point?
No, I like to keep that close to the vest.
She's not telling us.
Republicans think I'm a Democrat. Democrats think I'm Republican. And
so that's good.
People guessing.
Yeah, why not?
Especially
all right, let's
because everyone's wrong.
All right, so let's talk about number 5 this week, that referendum in Ohio. Speaking of politics and what went on there, do we really understand what those 700 voters out of 8 million potential voters?
Well, I think that wasn't outdated when we were first talking about it, because it showed that around 3 million people did show up to vote.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, so that's
and it's
good.
One of those things of whether or not to change how amendments to the state constitution would happen, because right now it's a 50% plus one in favor to have a change, and what issue one would have done was change it to a 60% in favor, 40% against, which on the one side kind of makes sense. If you're going to change something, you don't want just majority rules. You want a majority of majority rule. And it would also change how petitions get signatures, where it's not just a certain amount of names on the petition. You need to have representation from every county. But on the flip side, it gives the naysayers to anything, the 40%, a lot more power. And while that is something that would go forward with anything coming down the road, the immediate thought that everybody was really making it about is the abortion topic that is going to be coming up for debate in November.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was just looking at a trending list on the Associated Press. Barbie t-shirts are number one.
Telling you, those Barbie collaborations
and
pink merchandise, it's huge.
Yeah, it sure is. All right, let's talk a bit the whole business of Hunter Biden. I don't see there's anything any more there than was last week. I don't know what else.
He's been subpoenaed.
Yeah,
they're getting ready to subpoena the Biden family, so that's a pretty
So here we have the two crooks in chief. The guy who would be president who's a crook, no matter how you look at it, Jennifer will say, nah, it's all trumped up, pardon the pun. There's something there. He's done. There's something, and they're going to get him on something one way or another, whether it sticks, whether it affects his running for president or not. There's still something there, as there is with Hunter Biden. There absolutely is something that is rotten here, and Joe Biden has to know about
$30 million dollars from all these different companies.
Yeah.
This week, now we've added Kazakhstan to the list, which is exciting.
Very exciting.
It's, you know, you're defrauding the American people, and you're using our taxpayers, even worse, to do it, to make your family
But
money.
Joe doesn't know anything about it, Jennifer. Come on, his dad completely out of the loop.
Got some oceanfront property in Arizona to sell you if you buy that.
So is this the latest example? Here I am going to go down the street for a minute anyway. There's a good chance if you're a Democrat, that you think that Hunter Biden and Joe are great. If you're a Republican, excuse me, he's no good. So let's get away from that a little bit.
But see, I don't like saying that because you have to look at the actual facts. I mean, there's been a lot of bank records that have been released and text messages that have been released that are actual evidence. So,
well, but there's evidence against Trump, too.
But
there's a lot of evidence, whether it's trumped up or not, or whether it's real.
I think it's a different level of evidence. You've got bank records, Doug, of millions of dollars being pushed into corporations from foreign adversaries, and you have text messages where they say, my dad's standing right here, he's very disappointed that the chairman won't XYZ. It's circumstantial to tie Joe Biden in. There has to be more because it is circumstantial. But with Hunter, you have the scam. I mean, it's there. You have plenty of evidence that a court would look at, I think, at this point.
Mm-hmm. I think there's something to both. I know you don't want to think that about Trump. So that's
well, but
okay.
It also goes with the whole thing of what you were saying, Doug, too, with Democrats wanting to focus on Trump or not thinking that Biden's this bad guy and blah, 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 all that
right.
stuff. But and the blah, blah, blah is not to be disrespectful.
It is blah, blah, blah.
It's just moving along. But it is one of those things where I know a lot of Republicans who do not like Trump. I know a lot of Democrats who do not like Biden. But they will vote for Biden over Trump. They will vote for Trump over Biden because people want their own parties to win. And they will even vote for somebody who they do not like, they do not believe is a good candidate for the presidency because they want their own party to win.
Look at the people list this week. As long as we're stuck on Trump for a minute. Fannie Wallace, Jack Smith, these people are number four and number three on the people list. These are the people trying to get Trump, in a manner of speaking. Fannie Willis appointed by Trump? I didn't get that out of what I saw this week.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Isn't she the DA going after Trump? Trump did like is doing a smear campaign, or there's advertising in Georgia against
Fannie Willis? It's a Trump appointee for sure. But.
No. All right. Well, anyway, there's a lot of that stuff hanging around, and it's very disappointing. All right, ladies, thank you. We'll pause here for a moment as we continue with the world as we see it. 48 after the hour here.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself.
See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let's get into the car business, shall we? 53 after the hour on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen here with Nick Mills. Why do I do that all the time? It used to be my... I do that all the time. There's a guy... I think I told you the story. Nick Mills, who probably is listening to us right now, used to be my newsman when I was running WEEI in Boston in the mid-80s. A morning news anchor was a guy named Nick Mills. And for whatever reason, I keep that in my head. He's a Facebook friend and yada yada. But anyway, so are you on my? Are we our Facebook friends together? You and I?
I think we are. I watch various ice cream specials that you do on Facebook with your grandkids, which I'm totally jealous of.
Yep. Well, listen, there we have all reason to believe in each other and how we can help each other. Anyway, Nick Miles has a great website, ourautoexpert.com, ourautoexpert, say that 100 times fast, .com. You know, car prices are falling. We were just talking off the air about the cost of insurance. Both you and I changed our insurance companies, and we didn't collude on this week, but we both went from a company that I've been with this company and this agent for 40-some-odd years, I think 47 maybe. It was the first guy that I had. He was starting out, and he and I were friends because we came from the farm world. And so this week I changed to Progressive from Commerce because it saved me $480. I would rather have the $480. I'm just tired of the price increases, the gouging, and that basically seems to be what's going on. If you look around, I've been looking this week, the price of insurance has jumped almost 18% since last year. And why? How?
Well,
would you know what the answer to that is?
Yeah, the annoyance is stupid people, I think. That's what it is. There are people doing things that they shouldn't do and getting themselves into trouble, unlike the mature and well-mannered people that we are and that
yes.
our listeners are.
So what does that do to the what does that do to the sales of new cars? I noticed that sales are slowing down, the prices are going down. So what sooner or later somebody's going to get smart, one of the car companies, and start their own insurance company. They have their own finance company, so why not start your own insurance company, right?
Well, they do collaboration with people. You know, they have these apps now in the cars where they monitor your driving and they give you good discounts, which, you know, I don't like the Big Brother thing, but ultimately I'm a good driver, so I
That's progressive, right, exactly. That's what they told me. Yeah, I don't. I'm a good driver. I don't have a problem with that, except exactly you and I believe the same. I don't want Big Brother nosing around, but if it saves me $140 or $450 or whatever, then maybe I'll do it and then ignore it much as anything else.
To be honest with you, if you have a cell phone, Big Brother's watching you anyway, so
exactly.
You're already lost.
Yeah, right.
Yes, prices are falling, Doug, quite dramatically, too. It's probably due to two factors, and again, we don't really know. It's one of these things we don't really know the truth until after it's too late for us to care. It's happening because there are more cars out there. And when cars were in a shortage, people were paying MSRP or a premium above MSRP, the manufacturer's recommended retail price. Now, though, there's so many cars out there that people have so much of a choice that car companies are having to put incentives on the hood again. That's number one. Number two is interest rates are super high. And that means people can't borrow money. So, you know, they're not buying cars. And that means that cars need to be sold and the prices are coming down. So those are the two reasons that car prices are falling.
All right. One of the other reasons is because electric vehicles are a colossal failure in many measurements. And insurance is one of them. Financing is another. So what is the latest experience there that you have to share?
Yeah, so IC Cars did a great survey a couple weeks ago that really showed us that the states who even are pro-electric cars, like California, where it makes sense, Oregon, Washington, they can't get above this 10% mark. They get between 7 and 10%, and then they kind of peter out. And they were hoping to grow that in the first 6 months of this year. It did grow for the first 3 months, and then it sort of regressed and took a step backwards. They just can't, even with putting all these charging stations and everything, they've topped out. The prices of the cars are too high, the charging infrastructure doesn't work properly, and these cars don't charge well enough. And so people are just going, you know, I'm not there yet. Thanks very much, government, but I'm out.
Yeah. And then there's the V8 engine. Let's long live the V8 engine. Forget the electric engine. I wouldn't buy a car without a V8 engine in it, frankly, or a truck either. So, all right, long live Nick Miles, and long live the website rautoexpert.com here at your service on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.